Podly-dum.
All the cycles. All the cycles.
Podcast.
Podly-dum.
Spelled backwards.
Leap. Dumb.
Podcast.
Leap. Dumb.
Pod.
Spelled backwards.
Pod.
Leap. Dumb. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another brand new episode of Podly-dum. That's Top Model Podcast spelled backwards. I'm JDB Crump, and it's just really surprising how high we are.
I'm Lex Basile Price, and I know this is going to sound crazy, but I don't want to roofie you.
And I'm Hannah Jane Ginsburg, and leave me alone, I'm eating.
That sounds like we're all at one night.
Yeah.
And welcome to Cycle 21, Episode 14, if you can believe it. Wait, is this Cycle? Yeah, it is Cycle. It's Episode 14. Like, it's such a big number, I thought I miswrote it. But no,
nope.
Cycle 21, Episode 14, both multiples of seven? You tell me, conspiracy theorist. This is the guy with moves like Elvis. One of the better titles, even though I disagree with the critique.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm.
Agreed.
But I changed it to The Judge Who's Had Enough of This Friendship Crap.
But if you love our friendship crap, you should go Yay. And become a Lead 'Em Pod subscriber by clicking that clicksel. You can give us 99 cents, $4.99, or Elite Status Yellow Diamonds, $9.99.
Create your own Podly-dum advent calendar. Give us 99 cents every single day. It's just the same thing every day.
Oh my
now.
God. I would love to create a Podly-dum advent calendar. If only I had too much time on my hands and the money to buy Fig Splash.
I'm going to throw it out there because you can also join our Discord server. In addition to becoming part of the Lead 'Em Pod, you can join the Discord server where you'll get a special color if you are part of it. But I'm going to throw this to our Discord server. I would like you to write 12 days of Podly-dum. I think it can be done. I think it should be done.
And let me start with something because it's a very bird-based song. Five shoulder birds.
Yeah, I went right to, and a bird in a shoulder.
Two Tyrellist, three wick candles. Yeah, this it already runs. We're there for you. Or three gorgeous hosts.
The two of you are such good singers and like parody songwriters. I'm worried that if I gave you five more minutes, you'd be like, you know what, listeners,
We don't need it. We're just throwing out options.
Oh no, it's got to be two final photos.
Oh, that's a very good point.
And one top model podcast. So Adam is the narrator, which is weird.
So weird.
He sobered up and decided to be the narrator now.
Adam's also going through a real journey of his own journey with alcohol.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He doesn't know how he feels about it yet.
No.
I like that Adam is kind of dorky with his actual sense of humor, because the show episode starts with Keith getting all these free shoes because of the top photo of last week, and then Adam proposes a shoe trade with just the hotel slippers, which was actually cute. Pretty funny.
It was
so strange seeing the makeover photos without the weird aha take on me filter.
Yes.
I actually didn't recognize them, Lex. I was like, mm-hmm. where did these come from?
And then the fact that Will is the only one not touching their own head. Mm-hmm. Everyone else has a hand on head moment.
But at least everyone but Shy gets to have their eyes open towards the camera.
But don't worry, the crust has been cut. That's not a phrase, right? That nope. I'm just not aware of.
No, it sure is not.
The crust. Right?
Also, like, crust, I like crust. Are you on crust on or crust off, people? I like crust.
Oh, crust.
Crust on.
Always.
Give me a crusty loaf.
It has been said. It has been said previously. I don't like untoasted bread. I have to eat gluten-free, but even before that. So the point of, like, cutting crust off after it's been toasted would be wild. So I don't like the mushiness of, like, white bread, no crust. Gross.
Can I ask a question? Is it harder to toast gluten-free bread?
No, but you have to kind of toast it because it has a weird texture.
Yeah.
And then you can really easily overtoast it.
I tried to get into vegan cheese because so much of my diet is cheese-based. And sure. I was like, let's mix it up a little bit. And it doesn't melt. No. And so, listeners out there, if you've learned how to melt vegan cheese, please give me some hot tips.
Or literally. Just a brand that you found that melts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they're like, yeah, regular cheese. We found the brand.
Yeah, not only is the whole crust thing gross, but this sepia tone flashback is sure edited to make Winnie seem way worse than she was. But the editors are mad at a couple of people this week, as we'll see very shortly.
Digital art, who cares? Looks like a star rocking it. I don't care.
The only thing I care about is now that's two quotes. Like, I just, the inconsistency of how many they choose now is, I actually think our conspiracy theory of they just pick the things at random.
In like advance.
Beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
Why not?
And by all rights, with this amount of backstory that we're getting from Keith, he should be going home. Except, we're also getting backstory and photos from Shy.
Yeah.
And also, we're getting the first of the two laziest Thai retreats. And this is one of the few times I feel bad for Keith, because Keith gets the worst Thai retreats. He only gets loose chocolate every
this
single time.
Is from the LA house. They just wrapped up the candy.
Of course they did.
All put it in a bag.
And also, the letter said, congratulations on your Thai retreat. Why are we congratulating him on getting the treat? Not congratulations on first call out. No, it's very weird to be like, congratulations for winning this thing you're opening
you
now.
You won.
You deserve something sweet. And it's just a box of chocolate, which everyone just eats because, of course, you wouldn't just hoard a box of chocolate in a group of five. I do like those chocolates that look like rocks, though. Those are always
those
a big,
were cool.
Those yeah, are always a fan fave in the Crump household.
I wondered if Chai was going home, not because we got backstory, but that she acknowledged the competition happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was wondering if she was going home so they wouldn't have to show this photo of her with this huge blur over whatever logo she was wearing. And I was like, oh, Nike. Nuh-uh.
Hi, Miss J.
Miss J walks in looking butch, stealing bacon. My favorite way to start the day.
Why was the bacon in a bowl? That's the worst receptacle for bacon to be in.
Oh, man. I love that Will has started to use his Kermit voice. And these next two episodes, Will's relationship with all the judges and host is casual.
Yeah.
Yes. At some point, Will gained the confidence to be like, oh, hey, Kelly, what's up? And you're just like, when did you get this level of confidence? Because you're always crying otherwise.
Shia's eyebrow is back to black. Just need to note that when
for
it comes
a little while
out,
anyway. Also, that hair for a casual breakfast is looking so cute.
Mm-hmm.
Forever.
This is where we learn about emergency couple.
Great name.
We get the shortest clip of this show.
Also the weirdest clip. Why?
It's just nothing.
Well, I think it's to show the two actors that we're going to meet later, because they were not the leads on the K-soap. Oh, another name for a K-drama that I love is a Korean novella.
Ooh. Ooh.
Emergency Couple. Let me tell you the plot of Emergency Couple, if I may.
Please.
Well, in their early 20s, a medical school student and a dietitian fall in love and marry despite his family's strong opposition. He comes from a family of wealthy, successful doctors who believe she is not good enough for him, prompting him to cut him off financially after he marries her. In order to earn money right away, he gives up his dream of becoming a doctor and instead becomes a pharmaceutical salesman. He is miserable at his job, while her inferiority complex deepens as her husband's family continues to look down on her. They begin to fight constantly and eventually get a divorce. 6 years later, he's gone to medical school to pursue his dream, while she has also put herself through medical school. They end up as interns at the same hospital, where they will have to work together in the emergency for 3 months.
And start getting real.
When they get divorced, does the name change to Emergency Uncouple?
Ooh. It ran for 21 episodes. It was so popular.
But let me say this, because this was my I went hard down Emergency Couple lore. This is my favorite sentence I have read in the description of any show ever.
Yes.
Due to the popularity of the drama, it was extended by one episode. And if anyone out there has watched Emergency Couple, I tried to figure this out. Which episode, because it doesn't feel like it's the last one, because it does conclude. So is there one episode where just for an hour they're just fucking around and they're
cutting
like
up?
Imagine it's a clip show and everyone's like, ah. And then they sold the broadcasting rights to 9 countries. So this was very big, very popular. I feel like I've become way more aware of K-dramas more recently, especially with streaming services like Netflix.
Yeah.
Because for sure. I think Korean entertainment has become more popular in the West. And so I've watched several K-dramas, especially one recently whose name I hate that escapes me, but is about someone taking revenge on our high school bullies and stuff. They're very fun and they have a very specific tone that's not like our soaps and not exactly like telenovelas as I've seen.
Right.
It's somewhere kind of in the middle for me.
I mean, that truthfully though is a concerted push by the Korean like arts and culture thing of like it is about getting that stuff out there, which is good. It's just that is very much the goal of that.
Yeah.
Everything makes Lennox nervous, huh? Because now it's acting that's makes
everything
her tummy rumble.
But modeling neutrally.
Mm-hmm. It even involves speaking. Except being sexy doesn't mean you have to talk.
And look, this is our classic, you're going to have to do something in another language. This is a top model staple. They're always here to just mess with the models because no one's going to ever be asked to do this.
Have we ever had a top 5 that's this bad at acting collectively?
Ooh.
I think all of our good actors left the room a while ago.
They sure did.
Though Shy saying, is someone going to help with the Korean parts? And then Miss J's Hannah opening quote of leave me alone, I'm eating. Way to pull back that curtain. Be like, no.
No. Technically,
my job ends
time,
here.
Yes.
And then, well, it ends after Miss J decides, like my episode title, look, someone's asked me to stir this up. You've got rid of all the people you hated the most, but I'm not about to let these 5 start liking each other.
No.
Just remember, everybody, you're out here only for yourself. There are no friendships.
And Keith has decided that his strategy for everything, because it's worked so far, is not to ever do the assignment, but just to make people horny for him.
Kelly and Tyra have taught him well, and it has truly been the key to his success in this competition.
This is feedback that I understand him taking.
Yeah.
What happens to Adam's script?
I think he sets it on fire and puts it in the tub.
In the tub. Shy looking into that tub with such concern.
Because there's a fire in it.
In the bathtub.
Why didn't we show it?
I loved Adam having a Sherlock solving a crime memorization montage. Because now Adam says, I'm the smart one. I'm the smart one. All these other dum-dums are never going to be able to memorize this. I need to look at it once. And I will say, it's dumb, but it is kind of some big boss energy to then get rid of the script. Like, I would actually be intimidated if someone did that.
Now I'm just picturing Adam's mind palace.
There's just always, like, a couple of beer cans around, but
the problem is, he locked all those doors, but then lost the keys.
Oh, no.
You know I love Will. It's been said many times. Will is making these last couple of episodes bearable, quite frankly. But honey, you have to pretend to be attracted to a woman because that's what acting is.
That's what modeling is sometimes, Will.
All straight people are not attracted to another person of the opposite sex.
And I'm also going to say, compared to a lot of the gay contestants, which I guess is just Corey and Chris S, to be fair, and Romeo to a certain degree, there hasn't been a lot of seasons with queer men, so there's not a lot to compare it to, but they've also let you model with men. So I actually think they've been pretty kind to you, Will.
Yeah.
Yes. And you don't have to kiss her or anything. You just have to look like you want to be near her, kind of.
Put a man's face over her, if at the worst.
Yeah. You're so tall, just look past her.
At the director. So they head to N Seoul Tower, which just means new Seoul Tower. Namsan means new, because they did a remodel of it. It is one of the most popular attractions in South Korea.
There's a lot of stuff going on in this tower. There's a lot to do.
One of my favorite things you can do is throw a coin in the wishing pond on the roof.
Yay.
I would like to go to the Alive Museum, which mostly seems like the most elaborate version of sticking your face through a hole in a large photo ever created. And there's I want like, to go.
There's like a lot of activities, which I yes. like. Just a lot of activities. Also, someone who has a new activity because she's filling her vessel full of hatred for a new person because now Lennox hates Adam. Winnie, old news. Mariana, who? Denzel, gone. Now Lennox hates Adam. Lennox is someone who needs someone to be against.
Yes. We meet Jung Hon Yoon and Clara, who can say? You can't find pretty much anything about him. But what you can find out about Clara is delicious.
Yes.
Ooh.
I would watch the drama about what I read about Clara.
The fact that there is an article about Clara that just called Stop the Lies.
What?
Oh, get GD ready.
That's the first thing that came up when I Googled her. She was just Stop the Lies. So I was like, oh boy.
So she is known as saying things like, well, first off, she became to prominence, and this is going to be sexist, get ready, that she wore tight leggings to throw the first pitch at a baseball game. But her reasoning is gross, which was she wants to show off her healthy body, and she wanted people to hear things like, she looks so healthy. Okay.
So she's the Laura soul.
Then she had this thing where she like went on one thing and said like, I don't like fried chicken and beer. And then went on another thing and was like, I do like fried chicken and beer. And people are like, what's the real truth, Clara? She then was accused of whether she had learned yoga, if she had a celebrity boyfriend, or whether she gave credit to the developer of a popular online recipe she reproduced. And she said, I do variety shows for humor. So what? It wasn't a documentary. I would understand if you said I was not funny, but if you say I wasn't truthful, well, they are. Then she went on SNL Korea, and they made a joke about her lying, and she's like, I'm sorry. And it wasn't funny, apparently.
Yeah, they tried to do some damage control on SNL Korea, and then the sketch, from what I read, I couldn't find the exact sketch, even though you can find a lot of SNL Korea, but it just apparently bombed. And then who they call I think the MC is the host of the episode. Yeah. And she was just like a one-time guest for like, you know how they just wheel in sometimes for one sketch, like they just did to Julia Stiles in the most recent episode for like one thing. And I think they were trying to like go off script and just fix it. It was odd.
She said, this is the quote that I love because it makes her sound like an insane person. Mm-hmm. I don't like chicken and beer, but is it a lie to say I like it with good friends in a good atmosphere? If I've never learned yoga, but I'm good at it, is that a lie? If I dated a celebrity before, but didn't want to reveal it, so I said I didn't date one, is that a lie? And then she blames the fact that she was born in Switzerland and grew up in the... She's like, well, I guess I just don't know Korea. And I'm like, but you did lie about it. Like,
I'm sorry. I love, if I never learned it, but I'm good at it, does that mean is that I a lied? Lie? That's so good.
Here's the thing. All of the lies are such so low stupid. Stakes. They're so silly.
Unfortunately, there was one case, and I'll bring that up, is that there was this lawsuit that she filed against her manager. She said that she was sexually assaulted. And they fired back that this was blackmail because she wanted out of her contract. Then she dropped the suit. The suits got dropped. So I don't, I'm not saying that's a lie, but it all got just congealed.
Swept in together,
around this thing that she like is a liar, that. Liar
I went
who
down
lies.
The SNL Korea rabbit hole and didn't get out.
Were there wind issues on this roof? Because Jay is ADR. ADR is Jay.
Yeah. JDR? Ooh.
The stakes established by Ms. J, which are that all the contestants need to have the looks of a model and the talents of an actor, and remember lines not in your native tongue, and be beautiful while doing it.
I mean, that is what they're doing.
I guess. But also, none of them will remember the lines.
I think everyone gets fed. I think everyone gets fed the lines.
I wish, though, that we were in a cycle without challenge scores, so there could be a prize where they just got to be on the show. Because could you imagine?
Oh my god! You'd actually weirdly have to pick Will. Also, this is my thought about Will's whole "I can't do straight." He should lean Southern. It would,
yes.
It would cut the gay a little bit.
I used to do that all the time. It's a tried and true strategy. Plus, it'll give a character.
Mm-hmm.
And because none of these folks have any characters.
No.
The character is just line ever. Reader.
The script for this is, everyone seemed to have gotten a different script.
Right?
Though there is a common denominator of David.
But they were pretending to be Bob?
Yeah, it was, I think the plot, from what I understand, is they're mm-hmm. at the Lover's Lock, which is cute and a great yes. backdrop for
meeting for the first time in an affair to remember style occasion.
Mm-hmm. And they're not the person that the other person thinks they're going to meet, but they are someone that that person instantly has chemistry with.
Yes.
Tell if they, okay. They were strangers meeting each other who were supposed to be meeting different people. Yes. So theoretically, yes. There were three different meetings that were supposed to take place yes. at this tower at the same day at the same time.
Yes.
It was not a mutual catfishing situation.
No, it was an accidental confusion catfishing.
It sounds like two people were late, and that's on them.
But also, it also seemed like the scripts were targeted at each person in the thing, because Adams, she says, "I thought you would be taller."
Oh my gosh, when that happened. See, and what's funny is that I reround that because I think we're so used to him being the shortest of the short that we think that's what she said. I think she actually said, "You're taller than I pictured."
And I saw you, yeah.
And I was like, that's mean-spirited.
Yeah. From your portfolio, I thought you would be taller.
Also, what was with Roofie? Roofie, why was
Where did this come from? Mean something different in Seoul?
Is it because they're on a roof?
Honestly.
This must be a translation thing. I refuse to believe.
I don't want to review. That might sound crazy.
Will's acting has big church play energy.
Oh, ooh, yeah. Mm-hmm,
sure.
Like, he's giving it everything he can, but also every line is more wooden than the last. Just, Will just can't yeah. act.
He's just
he's not good at it. Yeah. He just isn't.
His Korean is not bad.
It's probably the most acceptable from what we can tell.
Yes.
Should I just start saying gibberish?
Well, that's another thing, too, is Will...
gibberish that's being fed to her. It's not like she's remembering gibberish, no. even.
Will is the only one who fully seems like he knows his lines. And then, so we see him first, and then everyone else is just a wreck of a thing.
I do want to say, both of the actors are really nice to these contestants. They do a very good and supportive job. It would have been nice to let them talk about the most important aspects of acting in a K-drama.
Yeah.
Lennox is one big scrunch. Every part of Lennox's body and face is scrunched.
How can I be as little visible as possible?
Normally, I think that this is something that's a little untrue when people say that you set yourself up for failure if you have a bad attitude for something going into mm-hmm. it, because I'm like, I've had a bad attitude before and done fine well. And stuff.
Yeah. You're professional, that's why.
Yeah, but Lennox is someone who decides, I'm gonna fail this.
Yeah.
I'm and sorry, I can't CW. Wait to be done failing it.
If you have a bad attitude but you're really good at it, is that a lie?
You're a liar, liar who lies. No more lies. Stop the lies.
Stop the lies.
Oh my gosh. You too.
Adam is getting BTS about pleasure. Getting pleasure from everyone failing.
Yes. The show, suddenly the editors have decided that they need to set up a football for Adam to kick and miss.
Uh-huh.
We are at Charlie Brown levels of humiliation of Adam from the editing team.
Mm-hmm. And then, after Lennox is done, she walks off and goes over to Will. And he goes, "Hey, you can't do anything about it now." She goes, "Yep." That's how invested every Top Model contestant is now.
How much should we all collectively hate K songs?
Ugh.
Alter ego.
I'm so glad that this was a very brief subplot so far.
I'm going to say he's a big lip licker.
Ugh, the sentence, I try to distract Clara by licking my lips to take her mind off of what I'm saying.
And it worked.
I was about to say, and then Clara said, wood smash.
Uh-huh. Oh, he kissed my hand.
It's amazing how obviously it works, too. Like, yes. Everyone knows what happened, is that she just became enchanted with Keith.
And then when he added, sweetheart.
Ugh.
See, that's what Will should have done, but in a southern accent.
Sweetheart.
Come on, sweetheart.
Sweetheart.
Come on, sugar.
When they get to the critiques, the two actors get to give feedback, and neither of them want to say to Will, too gay to play. And then Miss J is bored and is like, come on, say it.
And then that getting interpreted to, we need more feelings.
More straight feelings, please.
It's rude what they do, because Will, it was the best because he did the job. Was he great at acting? No,
but none of them were.
No, exactly. He at least did his job. He knew the lines.
It's worth mentioning that Shy has a super gorgeous and cool dress on. The super colorful one. It was also perfect for the set. Like, she saw it beforehand and picked it out.
It's also worth noting that for all of Adam's issues, he always has an accurate idea of how well he did or did not do at challenges and photo shoots.
Yeah,
sure.
It's not like he walked off with the same amount of confidence.
No, because he would swayed it all off. All that confidence got swayed from how much moving and bobbing and weaving he did during the scene.
I truly think that's big analyst of spreadsheet energy. Mm. He's like, I know what this is equaling.
Keith wins, and then everyone is confused.
And the show allows that to continue through them coming back home and just bagging on him and him taking it. I think Keith knows. I think all five of them realized exactly what happened.
Yeah.
Keith did basically a kiss bit and then won.
And wins $1,000 worth of sunglasses. But when we arrived back at home, it seems like he got 100 pairs of sunglasses that were each worth $10.
Uh-huh.
So many. The scores are Keith 9, Shy 8, a little surprised by that, mm-hmm. Adam and Will 7, Linux 6.
I truly would have just given them all 7s.
Seriously.
7s across the board.
And then, hold up, excuse me, have we been missing these hideous Tyra males the whole season?
This photo!
That she's just taking at random panels.
She looks smashed up against a giant lens.
Yes. And cycle by cycle, episode by episode, they've never figured out how to film a screen.
Nope.
To the point that when we see the cute little, basic as they are, Tyra treat cards, I'm whimsically sad and nostalgic for old school Tyra males. And then Adam says something that I typed yikes diddly after.
All right, Flanders.
Yep. I'm just trying to stay strong and not drink.
That sentence was preceded by the sentence, I'm 100% prepared to be a male model.
With all the unique challenges that come my way from not being able to drink.
We head to Gangnam District again, where Yusai continues to be as far away from the models as can be.
And this is when we meet a guest star I sure wasn't prepared for.
Nope. Someone else wasn't
prepared
to do this
either. Did not remember. Evelyn Pressrow.
I was so confused.
for a second.
Tyra, who also gets Tyroned as Evelyn Pressrow, is an unholy amalgamation of Elvis Presley and Marilyn Monroe, which is really just Sandy from the end of Grease.
Absolutely.
This is a Tyra 2 list of bad impressions.
But also, she only commits to it from the waist up.
And I'm going to say something before your conspiracy theory. If it wasn't the name and the voice work, I think the look is actually kind of cute.
It's fine. It's bad, yeah. Sandy.
The hammer pants were weird.
I have a conspiracy theory.
Do-do-do-do-do.
That Tyra has no idea who Elvis Presley is. Because... Yeah.
That story sure checks out.
Like, Jimmy kicks her way as though she's like, and all that jazz, mama, huh.
And I think I need to take away something from the three of us.
Oh, no.
Because we have said before that we thought Tyra would be, like, pretty fun on Wildin' Out, likes to improv. Except when it comes time to be Evelyn Presrow, this is the sentence that we get. And I'm doing it without the voice, just so you can really appreciate the words. I'm so excited that you guys are here. It's so beautiful here, and I'm so famous. And sometimes I really just like to walk like this down the street sometimes.
Sometimes when I walk sometimes, I like to walk sometimes like this sometimes.
You tell me that didn't start a scene.
Yeah, she's not a great, she can't jump in, but every improv team needs the one person who starts.
Can I say, as a to take it back halfway to us, though, I watched an old episode of the original Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, where Tyra, remember there was that season where she was like
girlfriend.
His friend and kind of girlfriend?
Yeah. Mm.
Jackie Ames was the character name. She was in a bunch of episodes, and she's great in that role. Fully matches his energy, does all these funny bits, made me laugh out loud, and I've never seen her be that good.
To be a good director?
Yeah, good director. The energy of the cast just really fit her kind of big energy. I don't know. I was just like, it almost made me forget it was Tyra.
Like, when did Tatiana Ali grow up so quickly?
Yeah, for real.
Tyra is also fully on the ADR train and is now giving way too much to the ADR. Oh. Way too much enthusiasm.
It got weird.
We should mention, too, that there are a ton of legitimate fans everywhere. We got iPads taking pictures. Mm-hmm. We got people screaming. We got confused faces when Evelyn Presrow came out.
You know what I appreciated, though? They didn't need that many security people. There seemed to be about three around that crowd. Everyone seemed respectfully at a distance.
And as we'll find out, some are part of the picture.
Oh my God.
But are these actors or are these literally just fans off the street?
Couldn't tell ya.
So they are going to be doing not Evelyn Presrow. They are going to be doing either Elvis Presley or Marilyn Monroe. And Tyra
says, no gender swappies.
No.
You are,
And Tyra says, and when you're Marilyn Monroe, don't do this. Do this.
And later she says, why didn't you do more of
And then we see the wigs on these
oh my God.
Men.
Not
women.
Just the men. Not just the men.
I'm sorry. I was just so assaulted by the tiny wig they put on top of Will, who didn't need a wig because he already had the hair.
Yeah.
Especially if the wig is not even going to be the correct color. Why are these wigs brown?
I don't know.
It was so odd. I wish they had put a Marilyn wig on Shy, but it was still half black, half blonde.
Those Marilyn wigs, though, maybe technically worse than the Elvis wigs.
Technically, maybe. They just, you know what it was? The Elvis wigs, I think, were women's wigs.
Maybe. So
we've run out of money.
Comes in and says, guess who's your photographer today? And I out loud was like, Eric? Oh, it's Massimo. We're back to Massimo.
We have less money than we thought. Okay, it's Massimo. Yeah.
The only good part of the shoot is the specific reference photos.
I
love that a lot.
That.
Mm-hmm.
I disagree. And
why?
That's because I think it's a setup. I think they are specifically giving people specific people ones to fail at, namely Shy and Will.
I kind of appreciated, though, that even with Keith, they were like, this one's got a lot of movement and your problem is that you don't, and you've diagnosed this yourself, Les,
yes.
doesn't move from the bottom. I think they were trying to give them all something.
Okay, maybe
more challenging, frankly. I think we're just more sensitive to the people that we always feel like are set up for failure.
Maybe.
Because it's they all
very
kind
good
of,
point.
I just I wish like it was presented that way.
I wish
them.
It was they were all presented with equal enthusiasm, because for one, Yusai just goes, this is Elvis before Vegas crazy glam, but it's still pretty cool. Way to sell that, Yusai.
It's all like it's also crazy to think that that era of Elvis's performance is boring when it was literally like women fainting and having seizures over how sexy he was.
Yeah. It's also easily one of the most famous photos of Elvis.
Also, yes. I don't think Yusai knows who Elvis. Like, it feels like no one knows who Elvis is.
Except for Adam, who's got the blood of Memphis running in his veins.
Ancestry.com says, no, you don't.
Come up in his results.
I love how this enlivens Adam, though, to be like Memphis, a Memphis strong.
Well, and he's the only one who comes to set with a character.
Yes.
He's the only one, and that's why he's the only one who kind of succeeds.
I think he succeeds the most. I'm for sure. Fully going to give him that.
Sure.
Yes.
Because Will decides to, he doesn't even hunch anymore. Will is mid-crunch the entire shoot, and I don't understand why. It's literally they gave you a photo where the guy was going up.
I also don't understand this plain white tee they put under his leisure suit.
No, I also
why not give him the cape? The cape is like a big part of the photo.
Sunglasses?
The two of you at the same time.
Also, I'm sorry, this era of Elvis was not dancing Elvis.
No,
this was
staggering around the stage.
This
Elvis.
Was drunk, like fat Elvis. Mm-hmm. So this like whole thing of like you're not
late stage for sure, yeah.
But I mean, like this was Vegas residency,
yeah.
Doing a show every night, sweaty
walking
around the stage,
yeah.
So to be like, Will, we gave you dancing because you're great at dancing. What? You're bad at dancing?
Like. And see, that was the thing, is when I saw the photo, I thought how you thought and was like, oh, they're giving Will this because he can't dance his way through this. And then they just tell him to dance on the stairs, which is also... I like these fans. These fans were here to play.
They
didn't ever get inappropriate.
They gave a lot to each model, which was really nice.
Tyra is a truth teller, though, because she says, sinister Elvis. She was the one time Tyra was right about something in the future. It was sinister Elvis.
Just yelling dangerous face over and over again. Lennox retitles the episode, just like we do, and says, the girl who's called the sex pot. And once again, where? How? Shy just seems so cute and fun.
Yeah,
it's just, I guess... compared to Lennox and Raylia, Shy is, but just because Shy's
not
heard
Raylia,
of sex.
The sexiest woman who ever sexied.
but remember, Raylia virgin.
Why is Keith buzzing his own face? I thought we weren't allowed to do things like that on set.
I think it's interesting from the show's perspective that now that Raylia is gone, they have shifted the doing this for my family narrative to Keith.
Yeah,
because that's going to be a lot of what we hear now. And it's almost like they didn't feel like they could do it at the same time they were telling that story for Raylia.
Yeah.
So this feels like it comes out of nowhere, even though my instinct is that Keith has been saying this a lot because we have so much footage of it.
Yeah.
I think only one contestant per episode gets to have family.
And then Tyra goes up to Shy and says... what was going to be my opening quote, but I feel like it deserves more discussion. Marilyn is all races, darling. I don't think that was a thing that Marilyn Monroe was trying to be.
No. When Keith is modeling, it's very strange to see Yusai seemingly pissed that Tyra is giving as much coaching as she is.
Yeah.
I think that Yusai wants Keith eliminated. And that is hard backed up next episode. Mm-hmm. And because you get so many lines of Yusai being like, see how bad he is, Tyra? See, Tyra? This is what always happens, Tyra.
He literally
and
tries
Tyra
to grab her.
Genuinely looks upset while looking at Keith's photos. Like, she looks like she's about to cry at one point.
She has to do everything. If she could have stood in for him, she would have.
Yeah.
I think there probably are pictures of just Tyra doing this.
Mm-hmm. I did love the discussion with Yusai And I'm not usually a fan of Yusai screaming at anybody, even Keith. But when Keith's like, I'm doing it, and Yusai is like, you're not doing it. If you were doing it, I wouldn't be screaming at you right now.
It's interesting that this is the kind of problem that in most cycles would be an early boot problem. You feel like you're giving it and you're just not. It's not coming across. That feels like an episode 2 or 3 eliminee.
Yeah.
So to still have it happening at the top far, five.
They have to be amazing in challenges, which Keith has not been. Up until recently, he wasn't amazing early on in challenges.
Yeah. I liked Yusai and Shai's pleasant little conversation with a hug chaser. Yeah.
I really did as well. It was a nice moment.
I think everyone likes Shai. Mm-hmm. I think even Kelly gets like is almost defeated by how charming and genuine Shai is to people.
I think Shai is professional and pleasant in a you don't always expect everyone to be pleasant way.
Seems genuinely kind to everybody she's involved with.
Yeah, and then they punish her with this wig.
How could any person not look draggy in this wig?
They purposely knotted this wig, it looks like.
Yes, it is a snarl of a thing.
At least she got her eyebrow back.
Yeah, so weird. Tyra doesn't coach Shai at all. Lennox's wig is awful in a different way. The fact that we can see her brunette hair.
Yeah.
So much of it.
She looks like Shai at this moment. Half brown, half white yellow. This is wild.
It looks like they took it out of the bag, shook it out 3 times, and plopped it on Lennox's head without doing anything to hold it in place.
And then to have the wind blowing up so you see even more?
Oh, but I love Tyra going up to Lennox beforehand and being like, so it's going to be super cold and we're blowing wind on you. Please don't sue us. Bye. I'll make you top 4, Lennox. Bye. I thought that Lennox looked like she had really good photos, and I'm shocked at the final result that we are presented with, because I thought, wow, this is a great narrative for Lennox. She seems like she really loosened up here.
Right.
It was so nice to see her actually enjoying a photo shoot.
Yeah.
It reminded me how often she doesn't enjoy any aspect of the show while still wanting to win.
And then we see Tyra.
I thought her and Winnie would have had more in common, honestly.
That's why they didn't like each other, probably.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm the one who's reluctantly here but really good at this.
When Tyra puts this eyeliner fully in the wrong place on Adam's face.
I hope there's a product that can take away that oops.
How can it go on that smudged immediately?
Tyra's bad at this.
Goes on smudged, stays smudged.
I don't believe anyone was asking Tyra, ooh, Tyra, put makeup on me. Heidi Klum.
Adam says that Tyra is worried about him just because she doesn't drink. And then makes the choice to tell Tyra that he thought she was going to kiss him. And her response is, oh, so it would have been a drunk kiss?
Which makes it seem like Tyra was also drunk.
It is funny. The teetotalerness of Tyra about drugs and alcohol and stuff is always very funny because she doesn't have language for it in the slightest.
I have a conspiracy theory.
Sounds like
that.
A Barbie teetotaling Tyra.
Teetotaling Tyra love. Would buy.
It comes with no accessories. What's your conspiracy theory?
I think Tyra realized at a young age that she is both impulsive and compulsive and probably was like, if I do drugs and alcohol, I will become addicted. Because we know she's like that with ice cream, apparently. And I think that
and
there is
transformation.
Transformations.
She also likes to try new stuff every 2 years. So I think she would have cycled through a lot of different.
But I think there is this kind of like, if I do it, it will go bad. And so that's where she comes from. So I think that's why she doesn't necessarily have language to talk about it either.
Yeah.
It is funny. She's like, oh, it would have been a drunk kiss. I'm like, I mean, not for you, Tyra, at the very least.
Tyra spends so little time around alcohol that if she had kissed Adam, it would have made her drunk.
It's like second degree smoke. It's second degree drunkenness.
Secondhand, yes.
Yeah, secondhand, that's it. second degree.
I do like Adam's little Elvis accent. Adam's whole character is really fun, and he doesn't overdo it. I was so scared when he was like, gotta give the people what they want before he jumped on the platform. But then it was just a nice, smooth jump onto the platform.
Yeah, because he's done it every photo shoot.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, he did moves that were Elvis-like. It was great.
Then he did go, he did do his Adam-ness to pretend to smack, to crush the guitar, and they were like,
we don't know if you're gonna do it. He earned it.
Sure. But you definitely saw some people on production being like, no, we paid for that. Keith says his head is on the chopping board.
Yeah, he sure does. It's not the first time he said it.
And then Adam lies and says that he is the only contestant left never to have had first photo. Shy hasn't, right?
Or a challenge win, I think he said.
I think he was combining it.
Oh, okay.
Because you know that Shy's won two challenges once. I used to do this
one for
lie.
Each side.
My blonde one and my brunette one. I used to do this lay on the back of the couch thing that Will is doing while the three of them are discussing. I used to love laying all sprawled out on the
like
back of
the couch.
Like a little
kitty cat.
Yeah. So when we get to panel, Miss J says something, and I'm sharing this with the two of you and our listeners.
Wait. You're going to skip right over this photo?
We finally get a Tyra photo where she is just Usai.
Vampire Elvis?
I honestly don't remember this.
Twilight Vampire Elvis?
Usai. She looks like Usai.
I believe both of you. I must have blinked and I missed it.
Her outfit is shiny. Her hair is plopped. Continue, JW.
Thank you. So Miss J says he has 2010 Nicki Minaj hair. And then because this is a safe space, I'm going to tell you what I wrote and thought until just now. I wrote, oh, wow. I wonder what they're going to do for 2020. And then I realized, oh, wait, this show doesn't take place then. Yep.
Oh, I've thought for a while when we didn't go far back enough on the decades of hair that now Jay is seemingly going to have to do what Jay thinks the future of hair is in 2020,
I would love that.
30, and 40.
Well, if the next episode is to be believed, red.
Ah, sure.
Yeah.
And Tyra continues to do these terrible impressions. They're both so bad.
The Elvis one gets worse.
So does the Marilyn, because Marilyn's now just Dumb Baby.
Well, we knew.
We saw that. We saw that coming. Yeah. Come on.
Elvis just starts growling. Adam is first.
Kelly says that Adam is porcelain perfect.
Is that
don't know. Not a thing.
Black and white?
Maybe.
Why was the audience in black and white?
I felt like that was distracting.
It would have made it stand out so much better. Either everything needs to be black and white, or just the model should be black and white.
I think it would actually been cool if it was just the model.
I think so too.
I agree. Yeah. Especially because the extras are not in era-appropriate clothing.
Right.
Right.
And I guess they were doing a quote-unquote modern take, but then what does that mean in terms of timeline?
Tyra tries to speak a sepia-toned flashback into existence.
Oh my God.
That the editors do not give her.
How is he supposed to remember Stiffy Doo?
This was great. Adam, do you remember what I called you last week? America's Next Sober Model? Besides that. Stiffy Doo?
Never would have thought that Stiffy Doo would come back. This is definitely his best photo.
Sure. The problem is, it's kind of, for all of that, right? And I think he had better photos, maybe, in the shoot. It's kind of stiff and nothing. For, like, all the excitement on set of them being like, wow, this is really Elvis. And you see it doing it. And this is just kind of like...
This one doesn't match the energy that he was giving on set. No. It looks very posed.
The grain or gradient of the black and white that they picked just serves to make everyone look washed out.
Yeah. It's selling the shoes.
I think it's actually selling the jacket too, honestly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the guitar.
He's very much not the worst of the week.
No,
the weeks not to eliminate Adam, this is the one.
Mm-hmm.
Then Kelly said this could be on, if this isn't on the cover of the Memphis newspaper, she's going to make some calls.
Do y'all want to know what the name of Memphis's newspaper is?
Yes.
I sure do.
The Commercial Appeal.
What?
Why does Memphis have a fun
newspaper? It is.
Yeah. And I was also like, yeah, Adam is commercially appealing. Maybe this is a rare time. Of all the fake clients Kelly has, maybe the Memphis newspaper is the real one.
Shy is next.
Oh, God.
The extras are a problem in this photo.
They're too close.
Yeah.
She needed to be on a platform. Because the thing is, this photo only works because there are, in the original, because she's in black on a white site.
In a void.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you just see her.
I will say that the crowd conceit makes so much more sense for Elvis than it does for Marilyn Monroe. There are not iconic photos of Marilyn Monroe surrounded by audience.
Could you imagine, Hannah?
Not even the two they provided us with.
No.
If we saw Marilyn Monroe from, which is it? Blondes, Gentlemen Prefer Blondes.
Gentlemen Prefer Blondes.
Or Gentlemen for Blondes, or Some Like It Hot, where she's just Marilyn with a ukulele.
Yes. Or How to Marry a Millionaire when she has the eye patch on for shenanigans reasons.
Great. Kelly calls Shy drunk, old, and trailer. And then when pressed about how old means, she says 28 to 32.
And listeners, I melted.
That's also just a wild thing to say about this. I think this shot is fine.
It's fine.
I actually like the angle on her face.
I do too. I don't think you can see her body, but I don't think that's her fault.
No.
Because it's literally blending into the extras.
Ooh, and these shoes do not fit. I just noticed.
It's a little more Madonna than Marilyn.
Yeah.
But that's also kind of
Madonna doing Marilyn.
Well, that's what I was going to say, though. The problem is, we have an iconic reinterpretation of Marilyn with Madonna. So therefore, we don't have the same thing with Elvis, really. And so we don't have that point of reference, I think.
Yeah.
But no, I need to see this picture without the extras.
Yes. Poor Shy comes this close to just saying that this was not her best shot.
Yeah, she starts to finally break in panel. Yeah. And you can feel the frustration because the way they're talking about her is so, you're going home this week.
Yeah.
And then Kelly's whole, oh no, I made someone cry. I think you're beautiful. Nylon loved you. You just look like an old hag in this shot.
I couldn't get over her saying that Nylon loved her. I was like, despite you, Kelly,
yeah.
You tried to poison.
Despite your best efforts.
See, I think that's how it was intended.
Can you imagine? I would have actually loved it. She was like, Nylon, the client loved you, despite all my efforts otherwise, Shy. That's how strong you are.
And then Tyra gives us perhaps our most basic top model math ever. Because Kelly and Jay, and I'm mad at Jay for this, both give Shy sevens. And then Tyra goes, I think this is an 8. I think it's more than a 7.
Cool.
Whee!
Lennox is next.
There have to have been better photos.
I refuse to believe there weren't. This is the way this is angled makes her look like a line.
Yes.
She looks
like weird
York.
Photoshopped line.
It is very swan dress. This particular dress.
Is she in a different film grain than the audience? Because
I think it's just because there's just so much white in her outfit. Yeah. Because she's the only, because since Shy got blonde wig black outfit, this one's the one that's the most like white on white.
Also, Lennox's face looks like she stuck her face through a board.
I mean, by itself, this is not a good photo at all for me. But it's weird to me that she didn't have a better one.
Jay is going to slap Kelly during
Lennox's. That tension is getting hard to watch.
Yeah, it's not fun anymore.
This is no longer fun.
Mm-mm.
It's just...
Because is this the moment where Miss Jay tells Kelly that if she wants to start nitpicking, then start nitpicking, and Kelly says, I'm a judge on ANTM, it's kind of my job?
Yes.
Even if it's not the moment, that moment is yeesh.
Yeah.
I think it was after Will's, actually, but woof.
Will is next. Everyone looks drunk in this photo, and it doesn't help with the setting. And it looks like everyone went to karaoke and got super drunk and walked out, and Will was like, let me show you these moves.
Well, and if you're going to put him on a stage... Why put everyone on the same level as him on that stage?
And then Tyra does one of the meanest things she's done all cycle and decides to speak a hashtag into existence that this is officially titled The Willy Hunch.
I don't like referring. Willy Hunch sounds gross.
Yeah, sure do.
Well, I can't believe Tyron even did this.
It sounds like a colloquialism for some kind of penis disease.
Yes, exactly. Oh, you got the Willy Hunch. You got to clap it out.
Tyra refers to herself as the client on the shoot, which is not true.
Not true at all.
I'm pleased to say that Willy Hunch is something you could still search for on Twitter X. And it's mostly people from this episode. So it's like late November 2014. Mm-hmm. And then there's this one person who agrees with us. Because she takes a picture of herself and says, working on my hashtag Willy Hunch, which sounds slightly pornographic, at Tyra Banks.
Why does it look like he has bags under his eyes in this photo?
Yeah, I think that's a lighting issue.
Yeah, I don't think they accounted for the lighting when they picked this setup. His thighs look amazing.
Yeah, and then once again, we get a glowing fan review after all of that.
It's so odd to me when they do this.
Choice.
Because usually the model's so sad that they're reading it in this, like, melancholy way.
Mm-hmm. And get ready for that Tyra hypocrisy, because now it was bad to teach Will how to do things. Oh, the one time you had to teach Will to do something, you're like, well, can you do it? Guess not. Shut up. I'm so annoyed.
Shut up.
Shut up.
And this is, in fact, I think... The placement of this is weirdly important because it's back-to-back, where we get Kelly's very proud of herself. I'm a judge on America's Next Top Model. I'm here to nitpick. This is what I'm here for. How dare you suggest otherwise?
It's just such an odd thing to say to Miss J, who's been on the show so much longer.
Yes.
Like, if Kelly had said something like that to Rob Evans... Mm-hmm. I'd have been like, sure, she's senior compared to you.
But it's especially bad coming right before... Keith's photo.
And this, we can say, is Keith's worst photo, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely the worst photo of the week.
And let me say, though, extra far left, hand on mouth, one hand outstretched, mm-hmm. icon.
She's saying, stop!
I love her expression.
I like fan under his armpit going, who is that?
The fans in this one are at their best.
Oh, and then a man on the right side is choking and is asking for help.
Fan underarm looks like she's recognized him from somewhere else and he did something bad to her. Like she's come from the future to right a wrong.
Let's write the Korean soap opera.
Okay. His face is terrible. His eyes are rolled back in his head.
We can't even see his left.
As a fan says, he looks crazy evil or zombie, but not in a good way.
Oh, okay.
I actually like the specificity of that.
I did as well.
And then Tyra goes, wow, she said crazy evil or zombie. She took it there.
Took it where? Tyra, it seems like she's like, oh shit, I've hitched my wagon to the one I want to fuck.
Well, it doesn't help that Kelly Catron gives away the game by saying, well, there's hundreds of hot guys. Just being like, yeah, male models are nothing, right? So
Jay is losing his mind over this photo. Still gives it way too high a score. I don't know what is going on with Jay scoring this episode. I don't know if Tyra...
I wonder if Jay is now just in defensive mode sometimes with scores where it's like, I'll just give the opposite.
I have a 2-year contract I have to survive.
Kelly starting off. The giving of scores of this. I'm sorry. It's such a bad photo. He looks terrible. So by saying, I want to help you get off to a good start on this panel, Keith. So I give you a 9. Oh, I'm glad we're judging the photo with such integrity, Kelly.
And then Miss J telling Kelly, where if you're going to keep talking, just give him my score, too. And then Tyra, yes, and says, yeah, just give him mine, too.
Can you guess what it is? 7. Look at you, Kelly.
That she was done. I'm shocked Kelly doesn't get fired this episode from this moment.
Seriously. Also, I found it fascinating that the lowest score was from Tyra.
Tyra was pissed.
She's pissed.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also, no, his challenge score is high enough that he's not in trouble.
Even still, I think there was this moment where Tyra was finally like, he doesn't have to win this. Whatever.
Yeah, honestly, at this point for Tyra, I think either Adam or Keith is fine for her.
Yeah. Y'all, almost every single eliminated contestant's picture is better.
Better. I'm going to say it right now. Ben's?
Hot damn.
Ben looks.
He looks hot.
Great.
Even with the wig.
It looks like his hair. Yeah. And I love, again, extra on the left is like, oh, hi. Excuse me.
Winnie's photo really works, I think, in this back of the car.
And I think even works with the fans as a Marilyn, because her in the car kind of makes sense.
Yes. Denzel's face is so shaved that it feels like he took off several layers of skin in addition to the beard weave.
I've never seen this face before. This person I'm attracted to. Not attracted to Denzel. Attracted to this Enrique Iglesias in this photo.
It's so different that I actually didn't recognize it as Denzel, though. I think Ivy's looks the most like a photo. What I mean by that is there's so much less treatment, because all of these are just in black and white. There's no color background.
And that's the better choice. That's a major reason, I think, why all these photos look better.
Yeah, maybe.
Kari's is just fine.
Kari's is kind of nothing.
So hers is hindered by how many extras there are.
A million.
And she's just like, gotta read my newspaper. Why are all these fans around me?
Matthews painted on sideburns.
It's a good face for him, though.
It is. Look at the shoes they put him in. Studded loafers.
The face looks good, but it also looks like he's really mad at something else that the fans are also looking at.
It's what she's done a lot, but I like Mariana's.
Yeah, but hot damn. Marilyn Monroe Raylia. In Chicago with Raylia's photo.
That face. But we can't even focus on something. These legs are the longest legs we've ever seen on America's Next Top Model.
Up to her ears.
Yes.
So long. Like, it's wild.
And she got the Marilyn expression, and her face is stunning.
And the wig, honestly, doesn't look
that bad.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't see many of the extras in Raylia's, but I like this one very gentle soul at the bottom. It's like, good for you, Raylia. Good for you.
She's so pretty.
That is the...
Well, hers and Raylia's, for some reason, it looks like everyone's walking by hers. And so it's just her...
Is that Marilyn Monroe?
They all just look like they just saw somebody they know.
Call out order.
Before we get to the order, this is where Tyra lies to the contestants and to the audience, and says that there will be four finalists.
Mm-hmm. She loves telling this lie.
Yeah, just like Emergency Couple, it felt like this season got an extra episode unexpectedly.
Adam is first, walks up very strangely.
With a 5.8.
The lowest.
Mm-hmm.
And then Tyra says, tell me in a sexy way.
Well, he says something and she goes, that was not so sexy. Tell me how you feel in a sexy way.
He didn't even say anything. She was like, the way you walked up was not so sexy.
That was the not so sexy. Perfect.
Yes.
And then Keith, the second lowest social media score, 6.2.
How?
Less than desirable. You were less than desirable in this photo. I didn't want to fuck you after working with you on set.
And that's why I'm disappointed.
But not that disappointed. Mm. And then Will with a 6.8.
Which, as you'll find out, is the second highest social media score, which is also surprising to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Leaving Shy the Lennox.
Just so
my two
sad.
Pretty, beautiful girls.
Opposites. And she basically says, like, Shy, we need to eliminate you before a runway.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Shy, look, here's the thing. A guy's going to win this cycle.
Has to.
So bye.
So, I'm expecting Lennox to fail soon.
Basically. That's what it seems like, though.
Yes.
It really does. Mm-hmm. Boop, 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 boop. Lennox has the highest, which is a crazy thing.
7.2 to Shy's third highest, 6.8 or 6.6.
And then blames social media for Shy leaving.
And she's had decent scores. It's so odd.
But also, you can't say social media, wow, you really let Shy down, when Adam had a 5.8.
Mm-hmm. And Keith had a 6.2.
But then Tyra says, ACAT, all cops are Tyra, because she threatens to call the Tyra police on Shy if she changes her hair.
How dare she force Shy to use her last moments as a contestant on this show pretending to like this makeover?
Twice! She does it twice!
How dare she?
And then Shy says, well, only Will and Lennox are good people. Peace.
They better win.
Incredible. Wine club to the very end. She has a really interesting update. So, Shy fan, P-H-A-N. Also, I think Andrea fan. And Shy was a very quick nickname for it.
Yeah.
So, after the show, Shy signed to Fenton Moon Models and is currently, as of 2022, signed with the TAB, T-A-B-B agency. And she's been in New Mode, Shang, The Butte Book, Runway, Venice, Elements, Desnudo, One Hype, and Rendezvous. She also modeled for the third season of Project Runway All-Stars and Project Runway Junior, a thing I forgot existed.
Oh, yeah.
Now, the big thing with Shy now is that she's pursuing an art career, and you can find her on Instagram at shy_fan_art, right? And she also has a website, shyfan.com. Her bio on Instagram reads, ANTM21, artist, poet, dreamer, figuring life out, Vietnamese, Irish, Native American, and then hashtag PandaNation, which is a branded thing that she does. What, Lex?
Oh, I'm just the use of the word panda. I realize that.
Based on the show, it's a funny, it's, yeah.
Yeah.
So on her about section on the website, it's long. I wanted to clip out this particular section that mentions Top Model. From the age of 12, Shy began refining her talents as an artist and sculptor, and eventually as a model, would expand her awareness of light, composition, and form. Her career in modeling would lead her to become the first mixed Asian female and top five finalist of America's Next Top Model, bringing her recognition and a global following. It allowed her to discover a new form of creativity through the manipulation of her very self and body in photography, yet left her yearning to express a voice lost in the static image. It would become the impetus for an exploration of concept creation, not limited to being in front of a camera, realized through an entirely new interactive body of work. And you can buy stuff from her website. She sells it a lot. So, and she's very active on social media. Like, there was a post from like 5 days ago in current Instagram stories the last time I looked.
When you click on Shy's website, you're greeted by a quote that I think says a lot, which is, God gives you your path in black and white, but you decide what colors to paint it.
Yeah, I was going to conclude with that, but I'm very happy that you discovered it. It's very interesting to see that modeling was something she kind of came into through art and then exited through art. I've loved how many of our Top Model contestants continue to explore the creative arts afterwards.
We saw what a great artist she was, too. Her illustrator.
Absolutely.
Did she keep her hair? She immediately fixed it, right?
I couldn't find any pictures of her with the half brunette, half blonde. She does have a lot of pictures of her with blonde hair, though.
Sure.
So she was always just looking at that one side being like,
well, I do look good. Maybe not half again. Not half.
Yeah, I'm going to miss Shy. I didn't remember a lot about her, which, again, we discussed in a previous episode, was a lot because she didn't have one of the relationships, really.
Yeah.
Yes. So she didn't get a highlight. I forgot that she was fifth place.
I didn't know.
Because I think the makeover overwhelms what else you remember about her or could remember about her. And she's listed. I'm going to go on the offensive here. She's also listed on a bunch of worst makeovers ever. I get it from an eyebrow perspective, but that was not one of the worst makeovers ever, mostly because she made it look cute most episodes.
That's the thing. I think in some ways the placement on that list is justified in that the concept is so bad.
Yes.
And I do want to give her the credit for making it work.
And it was really the eyebrow.
It, honestly, at the end, it made me be like, well.
But see, that's, I don't want them to trick you, JW.
But I think that's the artist in her.
Yes. Yeah.
No, she obviously has an eye for aesthetics. Her outfits were always good.
I will give it to Tyra that for once she picked someone who was really comfortable carrying something like that off, which is a huge part of a look, right? Is that you give it to the person who can really make it sing.
Truly, if it hadn't been for the go-sees where people basically didn't book her because of it, I would have honestly just given Tyra the full win.
Yeah.
Except for that poor eyebrow. That eyebrow must have been on fire by the end of
easy crazy.
Imagine, I've never, it's because I've done stuff to my eyebrows and my hair, but I've only ever done it all or not. So to have one thing like burning and not the other seems like such a weird mind mess up.
You have to pick the evil half of your face.
Oh.
Make sure you get the right one.
You would never bleach your eyebrows. You only darken them. You have?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
I guess of course it shouldn't have been part of it. I have.
Suddenly of course you're me. I have. We've all done that.
Yeah. Just as you both have, I have also bleached my eyebrows. There are not pictures of that time in my life because it wasn't cute.
I'm also gonna miss Shy. It was nice to see someone who seemed mostly some moments with Winnie aside.
Yes.
Yeah.
See someone who seemed genuinely kind and chill make it this far in the competition.
But also fun. There was a nice levity to Shy that was appreciated in this kind of garbagey season, especially because she was targeted multiple times by people as like, wow, she's coming for my man. And then for it never to have ever been the case. And she was just never going to engage with it, which I appreciated.
Love that she took it away from the show. She was like, no, no, no. Not going to happen.
It's also funny that she's fun, but not funny.
Yes.
In all the audition episode, I thought she was going to be a little bit more of a jokey person. That's not actually part of her deal.
But if jokes are a part of your deal, and that's why you love us, because we are all jokes all the time.
All day joking.
All day. You can rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast. Leave your 5-star reviews, write a nice review, or become part of the Lead 'Em Pod, or join our Discord. There are so many ways to tell us how much you love us.
And I am going to shout out one specific thing on the Discord, which is in the spoiler tab, so you might not have seen it. I like to scroll through
to get rid
of the spoiler tab every once in a while. Mm-hmm. There is a photo from Will's wedding of Wine Club at Will's wedding. It's Shy, Kari, and Lennox, and it is adorable, and they all look great. So shout out to Alan for posting that on the Discord. It's so cute.
But not Raylia? Is he just marrying Raylia?
Yes.
Yes, it's their wedding.
Yeah. You can also send us an email at podleadem@gmail.com or go to our website. There you can see our pictures. If for whatever reason you're like, I've never thought about what these people look like. Well, you can find it at podleadem.com. You can find me personally anywhere at Yet Charming.
You can see what I look like on Instagram at Hannah Jane Ginsburg.
And you can see me in video editorial motion on TikTok at JDBCrump. Okay.
And be sure to use the hashtag podleadem and all day joking whenever you do. Because that's how hashtags work, right?
Better than Willie Hunch.
Ooh, suddenly there's a huge uptick in the Willie Hunch hashtag.
Poor Will somewhere like, come on.
He still has a notification for it? Weird, but whatever. So for Podleadem, I have been Lex Basile Price.
I'll be Hannah Jane Ginsburg.
And I'm JW Crump.
And we'll see you on top.
Podleadem is not endorsed by America's Next Top Model, Tyra Banks, 10x10 Entertainment, or any of their subsidiaries. It is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. America's Next Top Model and all names, pictures, and audio clips are registered trademarks and copyrights of their respective trademark and copyright holders.